Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very happy to be back here with you this week of June 12th, and we are covering from June 12th through June 19th. This is a full moon evening tonight. I can already see it here where I am at. It's very groovy. It's actually peaking technically Friday morning at 12:11 in the morning, so 11 minutes after midnight. For the East Coast. On the Pacific Coast, 9:11 p.m. tonight. And with all full moons, we're feeling that energy build up, you know, the most strongly in the period right before it's actually perfecting its degree. So tonight is the night that you're going to feel the intensity. And this is a full moon in Sagittarius. I did cover a lot of the specifics about this full moon in last week's show, so I'm going to just give a generalization, you know, and a light touch on it this week. So if you want more detail about that, you can just go into the archive at, you know, at the radio site. But, you know, this is a Sagittarian full moon, so it is bringing a major high point, achievement, something finally coming through, or something wrapping up and ending in the Sagittarian field. So that is about anything legal that you've been working on, anything that has to do with media or marketing campaigns or ideas, advertising, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, you know, how you get the word out in a bigger way, in a bigger fashion. Anything that would involve higher education, so this could be, you know, if you've been taking a class and it finally wraps up, or you finally get accepted in for this class, or something really groovy happens in the class, or it could be something that you're teaching as well, reaching a culmination. This also involves travel at long distances or abroad, so you could be wrapping up the trip or seeing it finally come through, or something that happened is peaking, you know, that happened on the trip or around the trip. It can involve people at a distance, foreign interests, foreign languages. What else? What else? Weddings. So some of you guys might be just celebrating getting the wedding all together, or maybe you walked down the aisle today and this was the peak of it. This is also about religious interests and practices and anything that's political, reaching that apex as well. So, you know, that's a lot. It's all considered in the higher mind. That's the Sagittarius, the sage, the wise one. And so things that expose us to the world at large and get information out there in a broad way you know, trigger our philosophical or political or legal ideals. These are all falling under the Sagittarian umbrella. So this is what is culminating. For every sign, it's peaking in a little bit different area. So some of you guys, it might be affecting things in the home. So maybe you're, you know, signing legal contracts for a real estate deal or you know, traveling abroad and buying property there or staying in someone's home there and there's a big celebration that night, this kind of thing. Some people it'll affect their income. Some people their, you know, kids, whatever. So I'll kind of go through and run through what area for each sign. But then if you do want more detail, you can go and listen to last week's replay. All right, so in this week ahead, we have this full moon tonight and tomorrow. We'll definitely infuse the day tomorrow. So remember, everybody's emotions are kind of high. Everybody's feeling it in one way or the other. And, you know, here, look, there's always an exception to the rule. So if you happen to be a person who coasts through today and tomorrow and there's no big emotional climax, nothing ends, nothing comes through and is celebrated, well, then it's very likely that at this point in your life, there's nothing new you're meant to be learning or teaching or any legal things that you needed to wrap up or anything, you know, with travel plans or people at a distance or weddings or marketing ideas and all this that you were involved in right now. So woo-hoo for you. And you can look around and be a part of somebody else's achievement or help them get through their ending in these areas. Okay, so that's our full moon topic. Now, I noted that, you know, the main thrust of the show today is going to be talking about this second phase of Mercury retrograde. And so, you know, for you guys that aren't up on this, Mercury retrograded in the sign of Cancer. And so from the 7th of June until the 17th, it's backing up through Cancer themes. But come this Tuesday on the 17th, it will back out of Cancer, and it's still going to be retrograde, but now it will be retrograding through Gemini. And so this gives us a whole other range of topics that we're going to be focusing on from the 17th through July 1st when it goes direct in Gemini, turns back around and is going back out there in forward motion. And so what this really means for all of us is that, you know, we're going to embark upon a new effort to wrap something up that is still kind of lingering in the past or to go back and revise something Gemini for everybody is really the communication zone. So there may be, for instance, a writing project. Maybe you started it. You started it when you were 16 and you put it down and you got busy with life. Now all of a sudden, you know, it backs into Gemini and you're like, oh, you know, that idea was pretty groovy. I'm going to go back and pick that up and it's going to make me a superstar. So you go back and you work on it during this period. Or maybe you sent something out to review, something that you had written or some idea that you had or a pitch, and you never heard back from them, and you're like, you know, blah, blah, blah about them. They're just not so groovy. But now during this retrograde, you'll hear from them, and you know, and you'll know what the next step is going to be. This can be about going back and embracing an old idea as well. So it doesn't have to be something you wrote. It could just be some really brilliant, wonderful idea you had. And now you go back and grab it, and you get a chance to for a little do-over with that and see if you can get some legs under it. This is the area that is about our talks that we have with people and the meetings that we set up. So, again, once it retrogrades into Gemini on Tuesday the 17th, we may get a chance to go in and have that meeting now. We might get called in for that second interview or the next round of auditions. Or we might get to really open up that conversation with somebody from the past that, you know, things just didn't get the proper closure. Or there's a reason now that you want to review something with them. Maybe there's an opportunity that you can rehash. So there's reason to talk over past situations with past people. During this 13, 14-day period, I don't remember how many days are in June. So, you know, starting on Tuesday the 17th. This also rules the sales that we are involved with. So let's say you've been sitting on real estate and wanting it to sell. It's just driving you crazy. Well, all of a sudden this retrogrades back in and maybe, you know, it's now going to pick up. Now you're going to get that chance. Maybe somebody from the past who came and looked at it is going to come back around and put an offer in on it. Or maybe you were involved in sales. Maybe you were a car salesman. And you think all of a sudden on the 17th you wake up and say, wow, you know, I really missed that life. I'm going to get back into that. And you go back and you get involved again. You know, anything that is sales related can come back around. If you made a sale and you want to renegotiate the terms or somebody wants to come back and talk to you about something about that sale, that will happen during this period as well. This is about agreements, written, signed documents, and verbal agreements. And so those can be renegotiated during this period or any do-over that you need in whatever way. If you didn't get it signed, if you didn't get the contract, if you didn't get the verbal commitment during this period, you can go back and go for that. It gives you that shot at it again. Maybe you'll find the correct words this time. What else? La, la, la. Mercury is going to be retrograding in transportation during this period. So if there was something that you needed to tend to with the vehicle, it may come up now. So this is why a lot of astrologers will tell you ahead of time on a Mercury retrograde, make sure that your car is tuned up, make sure that all your small appliances are in working order and that, you know, everything technical and electronic is up to date. During this period from the 17th until July 1st, we're going to see a shift with those themes. So if there is something wrong with an appliance or with a vehicle or with an electronic, it is likely to go wacky during this period and let you know about it. And if you sent something off to the shop to be fixed, then it may come back to you during this period. It also might be a time when you go back. Let's say you were just, you know, walking on some, I hate to keep talking about car lots, but I guess that's where I'm going. You know, maybe we're out there looking at cars one day, or maybe you saw a car advertised on Craigslist or some other format, and now all of a sudden there's a potential to get that for a better deal, and you jump on it during this retrograde. That kind of thing can happen as well. What else? Oh, okay, during this period from the 17th through July 1st, this retrograde will take you back over any kind of issues or opportunities that involve your brother, your sister, or your neighbors. And so these people can, and it can also kind of tie in with aunts and uncles as well. So these people may be significant during this 13, 14-day process, and you get a chance to go back and say, you know, it bothered me that I said this, or I agreed to this, or it bothered me that you said or agreed to this, or there's a sale involved here that we need to look at, or there's an agreement that we need to redefine, or there were, you know, we had this opportunity to do this thing before and I couldn't, but now I can. Let's jump into it and really get it going. So these people may be significant during this period. Also, this part of the chart rules your local activities, so getting involved with your community, your neighborhood, anything that lies within, you know, walking range or short-term driving range. It might be in a nearby town, nothing far away, but close by. So you might go back and revisit some place that you visited before. Maybe it's three towns over or something. Or you go back to a local haunt that you used to like to hang out in your neighborhood. Or maybe, you know, somebody comes back around who used to have an establishment in the neighborhood and now they're involved. Or you decide you want to take some kind of role in your community that you've thought about before or that you set aside for a while but now you're back. All right, I think I've gone through all of it, and if I left something out, I'm so sorry. You know, it's really, I think overall, it's a really important time to focus on your words. Pick nice words, people. You know, consider what it is you're saying. There is a very strong potential during this period for miscommunications. It is Gemini, Mercury retrograde in Gemini, the sign that it rules. So it's a very strong, strong Mercury period. So the good things can happen that much more powerfully, but the challenging things can also be more challenging. So really be certain that they're understanding what you're asking for or saying and that you're understanding what they're asking for or saying. Be very clear with the words that you choose and try, if possible, to suggest things, to mull over things, to revise and renegotiate and reconnect and do and release and do all this stuff during this period, but wait to make substantial, serious commitments one way or the other until Mercury is in direct after July 1st, if you can. If waiting would in some way impede the potential of the situation, don't wait. Go for it and just realize that there will be some changes that come in the days or weeks that follow Mercury going direct and make some kind of contingency plan for whatever changes might come up. And what else? Is that everything I can think of? I think it might be. Oh, I know, flirtations. Gemini is the sign of flirtations. And so there may be some pretty, you know, flirty, crazy going back and picking up on some kind of steamy little connection you had with somebody from the past during this period. And if so, it's meant to happen during this period, and it's trying to give you that opportunity to see if there's something there or not. And so there you have it. All right. So looking at this, I'm sorry, I'm trying to look at my notes and see if I am, there's two more things I want to tell you about. Okay, so, well, actually three more things. Oh, my gosh, I swear, I talk too much. Okay, so Mercury goes into retrograde on the 17th in this new area. And then on Thursday the 19th, next week from today, we hit the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde. So for all of you guys that are Mercury retrograde buffs, you know what that means. For everybody else, when we're looking at a Mercury retrograde cycle, which typically lasts about 3.5 weeks, the strongest 3 days in the cycle, one, the day that it goes retrograde, that would have been back on the 7th. Two, the day that it goes direct at the end of that retrograde, which is on July 1st. And three, the midpoint. The midpoint is defined by the day that the Sun and Mercury come together on the same degree. And that happens to be happening on Thursday, the 19th of June. So when we're looking at that date, you can expect that there should be some kind of shift in the dynamic as you go into this new territory on Tuesday and you're, you know, working out all these past things. You know, you can expect some kind of maybe culmination or shift in the attitude, or there it's finally, you know, working out and you know what it's all about now and you're going to spend the rest of the part of the Mercury retrograde getting that all together. So the Thursday the 19th is an important day, and it's very likely that there may be some important communications on that day. The offer comes through or the decision is made or the meeting takes place or you sign the document or you make the sale or, you know, whatever that Mercury theme is for you guys. Now, I'm sorry to beat the Mercury retrograde stick to death, but I am going to say this about it too because that's what the show's about. So I want to make sure I give you all the information. when I talked about, in the show that I talked about the Mercury retrograde in the first place, back then I told you that there were going to be four significant Mercury retrograde days while it was in Cancer. Those happened this last Monday, this last Wednesday, that would be yesterday for you guys listening live, that there would be two more. That's tomorrow on Friday, and then the final one will be on Sunday the 15th. So we have two left, Friday the 13th and Sunday the 15th in the Cancer themes. So if you guys can think about, you know, what have you been retrograding over that has to do with your home or a real estate deal or a move or a renovation or your family or parent or roommate, your childhood issues, your security, you know, whatever is at that root of your chart. And you think, well, something came up on Monday and then something came up on Wednesday. Well, you've got 2 days left, this Friday, the 13th, and Sunday, the 15th. So make those days count. And if you're waiting on some information or approval or whatever, those will be your days in those areas. So now when we're looking at, okay, next Tuesday, the 17th, Mercury retrogrades into Gemini for these, you know, until July 1st, there are going to be four significant days where you're going to have those important, you know, decisions and talks and offers and agreements and sales and all of this and writing and whatever else it is in the communication zone. So two of those are going to happen in this next week. So, so I'm going to point out all four of them, but, you know, half of them happen in this week ahead. So it's really important to make note of these days. One is 17th, on the day that Mercury retrogrades back into Gemini, it will make a harmonious alignment to the moon in Aquarius on that day. And so for everybody out there, the day that Mercury retrogrades into Gemini on Tuesday, the 17th, this is a really good day for, you know, hearing the news or having those conversations or making the decisions, blah, 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 that can tie in very favorably with your aspirations, or they can tie in favorably linked to a friend or a group or what you're doing online or what you're doing in connection with astrology or charities or a social networking event or a party or a gathering of some sort. Also could tie in favorably to your freedom and independence or to your original concepts or inventions and your, I don't know if I said charities and causes, but yes, those too. So look for Tuesday to be an important day in these areas. Thursday, the 19th, is the second day in this week, and that, like I said already and covered, is the Mercury retrograde turning point, the peak of this retrograde when the Sun and Mercury come together, so a very significant day for those conversations and choices. Then the last two are going to happen. One is going to happen on Saturday the 21st, and the other one on Thursday the 26th, and I could technically include a fifth one, which would be on the day Mercury goes direct on July 1st. So that may, some of you guys may have to wait until that final day to get the final information or decision or idea that this is about for you. But these are our significant days. You may want to make note of them on your calendar. If you are trying to work something out, these will be the days when you'll get that information flow going. Okay. So, blah, I did that. Now, what else? Okay, there's two other things that are big deals in this week ahead. Saturday, if you guys are on my Facebook page, you saw I wrote, it's a wild, wild, did I say wild? Yes, very wild, crazy wild day. Why? Well, okay, because Mars, you know, we had that grand cross. For you guys that have followed astrology, April was a very big peak with the Grand Cross, which brought massive change, pushed you over that ledge a little bit towards something that was going to really set a background tone for your life. You found out that the job was going to end or you were going to have to move or there was some, you know, significant thing with a key relationship in business or your personal life or you had something going on physically with yourself or, you know, I don't know, those are the main four areas, but they could have been in some other significant areas of your life, and that there was new directions or things that you needed to add or take away to the situation. This energy slowly let go, but now we have Mars in its direct motion reactivating the cross again. And so, you know, it's not 100% complete yet. However, on this Saturday, Mars is going to slot into its position with one of those four other, you know, four points of the cross, and that's Pluto. And anytime there's a Mars-Pluto aspect, and especially in a square, which is frictional, This is incredibly intense energy. So what this is going to do for everybody, and well, let me just finish by saying on that day, the moon will be in Capricorn, which is where Pluto sits. So we have the moon and Pluto together squaring Mars, and then the moon will continue on to square Uranus and oppose Jupiter, the other last two points of the cross. So the entire cross will be activated thanks to the moon, but Mars is the instigator. So what does it mean? It really means that on the positive side, Saturday can be a day where you absolutely move mountains, and you're going to move those mountains. It's going to be very ambitious, very driven, probably extremely physical, and involve at least one other key person. You may have a partner involved with something or an opponent or competitor, or you might be seeing a specialist or an expert or, you know, have an attorney or an agent or, you know, somebody representing you or clients, whatever, whoever the key relationship person is. This is driving something very intense, over the top, pushing to make something big happen. It will activate Jupiter in Cancer, which means growth or expansion is part of this in the home or with real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. It will activate directly Pluto, which means some kind of powerful, intense change or destructive quality with a rebirthing potential or evolutionary, you know, potential when it comes to the goal that you're trying to reach. There is also the potential for some of you guys that this might directly involve your career direction. It also might directly involve an authority figure, some higher up or power person like a boss, a judge, a parent, somebody like that. So that's intensely part of the mix. And then Uranus in Aries being activated is all about, you know, you jumping in spur of the moment, something happening suddenly that, or some new change or different approach that you're instigating in the whole scenario. So, you know, Saturday is a day that you can set aside and say, wow, it's not going to be laid back. This is going to be a heavy-duty, intense day where we're pushing something very intense to get it done, to achieve something. The challenging side is that Mars always has the potential to become angry, violent, accident-prone, and with Pluto, that can take it to the next level, a very intense kind of thing. So you want to be very careful around volatile situations, around fires or electronic, you know, electrical things, around sharp objects, and, you know, just don't tee anybody off and watch that you don't get a little crazy yourself. I would definitely suggest that you stay out of shady neighborhoods or areas on Saturday and around anyone who has the tendency to go off. No reason to go down that road if you don't have to. But I do feel like, I mean, I happen to know what's going on in my life on that day, and I know that there's just a mountain to climb on that day, a lot of physical energy, a lot of intense stuff happening on that day. So hopefully you guys can utilize this to really achieve some big things. All right, so the last thing in general that I want to talk about in this week ahead, is that Venus is going to do a little dance with Jupiter. Now, astrologically, these two energy forces are the most beneficial, positive, lovely energies. And the fact that they're coming together mathematically on a degree that is considered an opportunity aspect is just a fabulous thing to look forward to. So this is going to be happening. It will be building up late Tuesday evening on Tuesday the 17th, and it will be completing on Wednesday the 18th. So anytime between, you know, the second half of Tuesday and or all day on Wednesday, you have the potential for this kind of lovely, wonderful moment or event to happen to you. Or maybe you'll happen to somebody else, and it'll be good, right? So, you know, when we're looking at Venus, Venus is always a potential for love. So, you know, pour it on, baby. Express it. Give it out to the universe and see what comes back towards you. This is always a potential to earn personal paychecks and personal money, income. Moolah. So it's a really kind of extraordinary time to set something in motion that could have a nice financial return for you or to actually receive some kind of financial, you know, a little perk, I guess, on Tuesday or Wednesday. This is also Venus rules women in general, so there may be something just really lovely or beneficial or happy-making or, you know, prosperous coming through a female Tuesday evening into Wednesday. Venus also rules beauty, so it may be possible, you know, maybe it's the best day in the world to get your headshots done or to get a new hairstyle or buy some kind of wardrobe or something like this. So where Venus is sitting is in the second house in Taurus, so this is very much strongly tied into personal income. Also may mean that there is something with, you know, get objects of affection, gifts, gift giving, something with personal possessions or something with purchases also tied in with this lovely aspect. Jupiter, as most of you guys know, is wrapping up its final one-year tour in Cancer. It will be there till July 16th, so that's part of the lovely thing happening as well, which means something, you know, growth-oriented or happy-making or prosperous or lucky playing out in the home. So if you tie that in with Venus, maybe you're, you know, enjoying a female who's beneficial to you there, or you're, if, you know, expressing the love in the home, or you're beautifying the home, or you're making purchases or dealing with possessions positively in the home. The Cancer field also rules real estate deals. Maybe you're making a nice chunk of change on a real estate deal. Maybe there's a female who's going to help you find the house of your dreams. It also rules, you know, moves and renovations, so something lucky and positive may be coming through in these areas. Also rules your family and parents and roommates, and so good things there as well. So, you know, it's nice after such a crazy making day of Saturday to see that Tuesday, Wednesday is equally as powerful in the positive field. And that's our overview. Holy cow, that was a long one. Was that not a long one? You know what I think it is? It's the full moon. I'm going to blame it on the full moon. It's either that or it's Mercury retrograde in my sign. Maybe it's a combination. We can look at it that way, right? All right, so let's run down now how this is really going to play out for the signs. For Aries, this full moon tonight and tomorrow, bringing the peak around the legal channels and situations, the media or marketing campaigns, the educational pursuits or the teaching, the wedding, the religious interests, the politics or the travel plans or what you're doing in variance with someone at a distance. And so wrap it up, celebrate. You should be seeing that either tonight or tomorrow if you're involved in those things. All right, as far as the crazy-making day, the intense day, Saturday, you can really and you will really be gearing it up with at least one key person. So you might have a specialist helping you, you know, maybe you get all your stuff packed up at the house to move or to sell the house, the agent, or, you know, somebody helping you reach that big goal. Maybe it's a romantic partner and you guys are doing something big. And this for Aries is going to involve something intense around that goal or around the parent or the boss or the judge or that power person who has the final say in something that's important to you and you're pushing hard. You might enlist that other person to help you make this happen so that you get what you want in the home or real estate or with the family. And really, the more that you put yourself outside the box and the more that you're kind of spontaneous and let go of the reins and be a little bit free with it, the better results you're going to get. You will need to, you know, either motivate this other person or be in league with this other person as you're going towards this goal that you're trying to reach, but hands off a little bit and be adaptable to, I'm not saying you have to make adjustments, you don't, but be willing to try new approaches or to, you know, be in the moment and give them what they need. Okay, the shift in the Mercury retrograde on Tuesday. For Aries, you know, you're finally going to get your decision or your offer or your agreement coming through starting on the 17th. It'll you know, if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen between the 17th and July 1st. So the 17th on Tuesday is a very powerful day for you with this. Thursday, the 19th, is the midpoint, the high peak of the retrograde. So you may be in talks on Tuesday and then wrapping it up on Thursday or know the, you know, the answer, the final decision on Thursday. This can be about sales. It can be about your writing project or speaking roles. It can be about an interview or an audition, a meeting or an important talk. It can be about a proposal or a pitch you're doing. It can also be a real peak in those 2 days, Tuesday and Thursday, when it, you know, involving your brother, your sister, your neighbor. the move, the transportation that's involved, or what's going on with the electronics in the situation. So, you know, you're about to get extremely busy during these days, and those 2 days in this week ahead are your key days. So really focus in on Tuesday and Thursday if you need to set up those meetings or pick up the phone or send off the email or write it up or sign the document or whatever that is for you guys. And I would say, again, specifically for Aries, there is something to your aspirations tying in a favorable way on Tuesday the 17th, or there is a friend who can help, or an associate, or something coming through the internet, or astrology, or a group affiliation, or gathering of some sort that is beneficial to you in the whole situation. The very lucky, happy day, oh, happy day for Aries is, you know, the second part of Tuesday or anytime on Wednesday when with the Venus-Jupiter alignment. And for Aries, this is going to bring together your possessions and the move or your possessions in the home or the real estate deal or the purchase of the real estate deal or something for the home or with the family or the parent or roommate or the potential to make money in these areas. And there may be a female who's, you know, very beneficial. There may be some love being expressed or exchanged in the situation, but very much about, you know, potential for making money or, you know, finding the right open door for your possessions or your purchases and what's going on with the move, the real estate, the home, the renovation, the family, or et cetera. Okay. All right. So for Taurus, Taurus is full moon tonight, and that happens to be the 12th, or it can peak tomorrow, Friday the 13th. This is a culmination for you guys in a big financial realm. So you might be finally getting the loan or the settlement or the inheritance or the bankruptcy come through or wrap up, or you might be the insurance or the taxes taken care of, or the commission check comes through, or the royalties, or, you know, or there could be something around alimony or child support hitting a peak at this time, or there could be investment coming through or wrapping up or settlements. I don't know if I said that one already, or your partner's money, you know, peaking in some kind of big way. So anything in that financial realm for you, you're finally hitting the tipping point, and, you know, it's either a need to celebrate everything that you've achieved, or you're just wrapping the things up that you've been working on here or marking an ending. In the personal side of this for Taurus, this is a huge peak for you guys in your sex life or with reproductive needs, with mortality issues, with divorce, or with triangles or third-party situations, and for some of you guys with the birth. So, you know, again, there's either an achievement here or there's an ending here, insight. So, Thursday night or Friday, tonight or tomorrow for you guys listening live. All right, so for the crazy wackadoodle energy for Taurus, Saturday, you know, you're going to be driving things very hard, a lot of ambition or physical activity, pushing to achieve some kind of big goal. And for Taurus, it's really going to be involving some other person, and it'll be over some either your job or some kind of big work effort that you're putting in, maybe in your home or somewhere else. There's just a lot of effort going into something. It can also be a big push with somebody over a health matter, so maybe you're seeing a doctor or an expert of some sort to really do something to reach a health goal, either maybe it's a trainer, maybe it's a nutritionist, whoever. This can also be about really pushing with an individual to get the paperwork taken care of on Saturday. So maybe that's an attorney, or maybe you're dealing with, you know, maybe it's the movers and you're trying to get the paperwork signed for them or whoever that person is. I mean, this is a big push to get them to get this done. Also, for some Taurus, this can be a big push with somebody over animals that you're involved with, maybe your pets, or maybe you're part of a, you know, a rescue thing or a charity for animals or whatever. So those are your areas, you know, either it's at the job or some kind of work that you're doing with a coworker, someone you hire, or some other expert in the field, or it's with health, or it's with paperwork, or it's with animals. And the big goal that you're trying to reach here, you know, is some kind of big, expansive, over-the-top thing. You might need to deal with some legal stuff, travel things in this. There may be something tied in with you know, media or marketing, or you're doing this for the wedding, or you're doing this for educational reasons, you know, whatever that is, I can't imagine. But whatever it is, you know, there's a big push on this day as far as that goes as well. There'll be a lot of maybe short trips or local activity and a lot of talks and haranguing going on and through the whole thing, some meetings. And what am I leaning out here? Oh, and you're really kind of like, this is part of a development that's going on behind scenes, something that you've been working on. So you're pushing really big on that. Remember, watch for explosive situations or accidents, anything that could involve sharp objects, electrical things or fires. Be very careful in any kind of work efforts with that or with your health or your pets. All right. Okay, so the Mercury retrograde turns the corner on Tuesday, the 17th. So for Taurus, this is taking you back from the 17th until July 1st to go back and review and revise and see what you can do when it comes to making money or the possessions or the purchases. Okay, so if you let's say you left all your possessions in a storage unit, well, this period will give you a chance to go and clear that all out or put more into the storage unit or move them to a different storage unit, whatever. Or maybe you're moving to a house during this period and you have to, you know, get all your pet possessions from the past from one location to the other. Or maybe you're going to go back to some income opportunity from the past, or you're going to revise something about the way you're earning money now, but you need to renegotiate something there. Or there's a big purchase that you thought about or decided about in the past, and now you're going to go and make it during this period. So it's a really important time. Tuesday the 17th is the day that moves in, and there will be an aspect this day. So you may hear from somebody or make the decision or write it up or sign the agreement or, you know, make the sale or whatever, or have that, you know, important talk or offer that day. And then the midpoint, the turning point, the peak of this Mercury retrograde happens on Thursday the 19th. And again, a very important day when the things are, you know, happening in these areas. As far as the really lucky day for Taurus, late on Tuesday the 17th or anytime on Wednesday the 18th, this should be about a very lucky meeting or agreement or talk or offer or sale or something focused on your writing or your speaking roles, an interview or audition, something focused in on a brother, sister, neighbor, your vehicles or electronics, a short trip or some kind of community or local activity that you're involved in. So put yourself out there. This is directly playing through your sign. You're very much favored in these 2 day, this, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, 36-hour period, I guess. Very much favored when it comes to the love, the money flow, the charm, the magnetism, and what you can get brought together in those areas that I just mentioned for some kind of personal growth or happiness or prosperity. So look for it, embrace it, go for it. All right, Gemini. Gemini, tonight or Friday the 13th, you are seeing a major peak in the Sagittarian field that is playing out with a key individual. So maybe you had a talk today, you know, with the banker and you're wrapping up the legal thing, or with the attorney or with the agent, or there's something in media or marketing that you're wrapping up with your agent, or maybe the travel agent and the travel plan. Or there's a partner either in business or your romantic life and there's some kind of big peak with them. Maybe there's a legal thing that's finally signed with them, or the wedding plans are coming through, or the trip, or the broadcasting, you know, possibilities, or you're teaching, you know, with a partner on something. What else? What am I thinking? Oh, clients. There might be some really big peak with clients if something's coming through in a big way, or wrapping up something coming through with an opponent or competitor as you're ending that scenario, or it's hitting its all-time, you know, nasty high. Or who else? Specialists, experts in the field, those kind of people. So whoever this key person is, you know, this is tonight and tomorrow is when you're going to see the epic achievement, celebration, or ending in these areas. When we look at the really crazy, wild, volatile day for Gemini on Saturday the 14th, you're going to be pushing or seeing somebody push really hard, a lot of motivation or ambition or drive and determination or passion or anger, but really a lot of activity coming from this person in the name of love. So maybe a very, very passionate day for Geminis, or maybe very angry with the girlfriend or boyfriend. Or maybe you're out there trying to scope some new babe. Maybe that's what all the passion and activity is about. Okay, so in the name of love, or over the kids. So maybe you've got a specialist and you're just pushing really hard to get the surgery scheduled with the child, or you know, it's the coach who's going to help the kid, or you know, whatever this is that's taking the child to the next level. Or maybe you're trying to have a child. Could be that. And so it would be your partner or the doctor or whoever's involved with that. Okay. Also, this can be focused on a big push with somebody over a creative project. So maybe you guys are just going, you know, crazy to the wall. I was going to say something else, but it's not very nice. just to try to, you know, make this big creative thing happen, you know. And you might get angry over differences in creative opinions, or you might be very passionate about getting it done and just have somebody there and you're pushing to get it over the top. And lastly, this can be about something recreational you're involved in, and just a lot of competitive spirit and you know, vitality involved in this. So love, kids, creativity, fun, recreational, sports. And the Pluto goal is either there's some big financial involvement here, or there's some kind of big transformation you're trying to make in the situation, or you're trying to destroy it and break it down and start fresh, and so you're going through a deconstruction period on Saturday, or you are trying to go for the sexual intimacy or face sexual issues or deal with sexual attractions or handle reproductive needs or a birth or a mortality issue or the divorce in the situation. Wowza, right? So it's very intense for Gemini. It can be wonderfully motivating and really take it up to the next level, or you can have some of those sparks, and so, you know, be careful about aggravation on that day. Mercury is retrograding into Gemini's sign on the 17th, so this last chapter of the retrograde for Gemini is all about them. So you get a chance to go back and revisit or revise something that is personal to you or about you. Maybe you need to revision your image or your body or your brand, or your, it's time to change your name, you know, let go of an old name or reclaim an old name or title or something about your identity from the past. And so this is your period, and you can expect Tuesday the 17th to align favorably for you in this. As you enter this new territory, there may be a potential to align that with your aspirations or social connections in legal ways or marketing and media and publishing and broadcasting ways or through educational channels or travel plans or with someone at a distance or around your wedding plans in the mix. And then by Thursday the 19th, again, the focus on you, Gemini, and at the turning point and knowing which direction now that you're going or what was meant to be, you know, achieved during this whole thing and kind of tipping the scales a bit. When we look at that really positive energy, the late Tuesday, the 17th into Wednesday, the 18th, so Gemini, this is really playing out behind the scenes. So there may be something attached to your muse. Maybe there's something in film or music or art or your spiritual side, your meditation or your yoga class or your magical interest or your psychic abilities or something tied into the other side of the veil with ancestors from the past and signs you get or dreams that happen. This could be about healing or hospitals or any kind of good energy work going on. It could be about a romance that is playing out behind closed doors, or any kind of research or development that's going on with a project. All of this is under very favorable light to generate the love or the financial flow or something positive through a female. And it's tying in directly to your personal income or your possessions or your purchases in a very expansive, positive way. So look for that. All right, for Cancer. Cancer, Zoe's going to take a drink. You just have to hold on for a second. That's like 48 straight minutes of chatting. And I do this a lot, but, you know, one sip. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. All right. So for Cancer, this full moon tonight and Friday, you know, both days, you can see the peak happening. This is bringing a big climax on the work front, so you might be ending a job or you might be accepting a promotion or you might be wrapping up a project that you've been working on with the job. It's kind of that high point. It might be about a big work effort away from, you know, your 9-to-5. It might be about work you're doing in the home or work you're doing for a friend or or a big organizational thing you're involved with, or the details. This is also about something peaking with a coworker or someone you've hired. You might be wrapping up a project with them or seeing them exit the scene and go on to their next thing. This is also about a height with the health matter. So if you've been striving to reach a certain health goal, you could see it happen now. If you're trying to end something bad that's been going on with your health, it could, wrap up now. There could be a lot of different scenarios there, but whatever is going on with health, this is a peak moment with that. This can also be about paperwork. There may be something significant that you're wrapping up with paperwork right now. Also something big that could be wrapping up with the pets or any kind of animal involvement. So again, maybe you had a lost pet and they come back tonight or tomorrow. Or you've gone through a stage of not having a pet and now you're ready to go adopt one, and that's a big celebration for you. So there you have it, work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, people you hire. When we look at the crazy wild day for Cancer, and I do want to say, and I should have said when I first started to discuss this grand cross activation and how Mars and Pluto are, thrashing about on Saturday to achieve some things, that for you guys listening out there, the cardinal signs are going to have direct influences here. They're the ones who are going to get hit, very strongly and powerfully to actually do something or react to something on Saturday. And so that means the Aries, the Cancers, the Libras, and the Capricorns. All the other signs are going to get some opportunities that come out of this and some adjustments that need to be made around this. Some of you may just slide through it and it won't be such an intense thing. But the cardinal signs are really going to be pushing or reacting intensely on this day. So, if you know one and you're not one, go lend a hand, be a pal, right? All right, so for Cancer, this drive, this intensity, this, motivation from this other person is either going to be happening at your home or happening over a real estate deal or a move or a renovation or happening attached to your family or about a parent or with a roommate, anything there at the root of the chart. And so this is very vigorous energy pushing for something. And the goal ties right into the relationship house. So, the goal is that we're trying to transform something here through a partner or an agent or an attorney or a specialist or an advocate or a client or an expert or a competitor or opponent. Whoever that key person is, we're seeing a lot of push. Goals are very big and transformative. Changes are happening. We're upheaving some things and we're rebirthing them. So it's really intense. And as with all signs, you really want to know that there can be a lot of passion here. There can be a lot of motivation here. But there's also potential for anger and accidents, so be very careful about any of that. When we look at the Mercury retrograde starts on Tuesday the 17th in Gemini, it exits Cancer sign. You finally get a little bit of a relief here, and it moves into your 12th house, Cancer. So from the 17th through July 1st, you guys are going to be going back and revising things either in secret or in private or in development or through research or through some kind of mystical, magical realm. It is very possible that you go back over something involved with the muse, the art, the painting, the theater, the film, the dance, the music, the poetry, whatever your artistic bent is. It gives you a chance to revise that or rethink it or, go back. It also gives you a chance to go back and deal with any healing or hospital matters. So if there's anything that needs to be taken care of here, if you just need to rest and recuperate and withdraw a little bit and reconnect with something within yourself from the past, this is a good time for that. It also is about your spiritual practices. You might go back and decide to start meditating again or pick up yoga again. Or if you're involved in it now, you might decide to release it during this phase. Your psychic abilities might come back very strong. You might have more dreams or signs that are picking up during this period. Research, investigations, and development on projects all picking up during this phase. And also romance, you might rekindle a romantic liaison, behind closed doors, make it private. There might be a clandestine romance that kicks up again during this period, or you go back and revisit it and think about it and talk it out or whatever. And I think that's it. So when you're looking at those topics, the key days will be Tuesday the 17th when the shift happens and it moves into Gemini, and there will be a positive alignment on that day, Cancer, to make some kind of transformation. Or if there's anything financial tied in with it that you need to deal with, it should be there on Tuesday. anything, you know, tied in with mortality issues or divorce or sexual attractions or births or reproductive needs, those as well may, you know, play out favorably, or you'd be able to work something out there on Tuesday. And then by Thursday the 19th, you guys hit that midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, and you should know, you know, what it's all been about. And when we look at the lovely day, we look at that beautiful, beneficial day coming for everybody. This is late Tuesday or into Wednesday, either one of those days. For Cancer, you know, Venus is playing out first and foremost around your aspirations. So if you have an aspiration to be in love or to make money or to do something for or with a woman or around beauty, you may have a door open to you on one of these days that is favorable to you. But besides that, it is all about your social realm around you, your social circle. So there may be something very lucky or lovely or happy-making or prosperous that comes through with a friend or with a group or online, or involved with social networking or a party that you're invited to or an event that you attend. Or with a charity or cause that you're part of, or through astrology, which is good for me as a Cancer, isn't it? Or with any kind of invention or original idea that you have, or with your independence. And because Jupiter is in Cancer sign, this is just all about something very big and lovely and wonderful happening for you through these realms. So seek it out. Enjoy it. All right, Leo. Leo, the full moon, which is happening tonight, Thursday the 12th, and Friday the 13th, is bringing a big climax for you guys in your love life. There's four areas here, so bear with me. So you might be celebrating something with your lover, or celebrating something about love, or you might be ending a love relationship, or your lover might have something wonderful happen to them, so you're just celebrating that for them. And maybe you're a romance novelist and you're celebrating that about love. But love's at an epic high. This is also about celebrations, achievements, and endings when it comes to children. So maybe a big project you've worked on for the kids is finally wrapping up, or something's coming through for one of your kids, or they're celebrating some kind of recognition for the child. All of this is positive, peaking right now. This is also third about creative projects. So you might be seeing a creative project land in some wonderful spot, or you're wrapping up the work you've been doing on it. And also fourth is your recreational interest. So there might be some big fun thing you're involved in, and it's hitting its high right now, and you're celebrating that. When we look at the crazy, volatile, wild day on Saturday the 14th for Leo, you know, you're going to see a lot of push, a lot of drive, a lot of ardent physical stuff from or about this other person. It's coming through the communications realm, so there might be a big meeting or a talk or an offer, a proposal, an agreement, a sale, something that happens out locally while you're running around. Could be something that happens on the road while you're driving or with your vehicle. Could be something with an electronic and another person helping you with the electronic setup. Could be about, you know, tied around your brother, your sister, your neighbor. Could involve a move and what you're pushing on there with somebody. Could involve, I think I kind of said it all. Maybe I didn't, but I think I did. You know, some big choice or decision as well. So anything that is about the way that communications are going down, or what's going on locally, or in short trips, or through your writing and interviews and auditions and sales and agreements and meetings and talks and siblings and neighbors and all this, is really going to get a lot of intensity on Saturday the 14th. Goals will be about organizing, doing, putting in the work effort, furthering or changing the job description, or what's going on with coworkers or people you hire, working through big intense things with health situations or with paperwork or with animals. And so, yeah, that's it. It's going to be, you know, pretty provocative and pretty intense. So you might be kind of tackling some legal or travel or media marketing, broadcasting stuff, educational stuff, wedding plans in the mix, but definitely a day of choices. Now, this will be a lot of passionate push. There may be some passionate words exchanged. There can also be very angry words or angry things or accidents in the neighborhood or on the road or with electronics. So you want to be very aware of those potentials and just avoid them. But, yeah, a very intense day. When we look at the Mercury retrograde for Leo, this is going to be backing in on Tuesday the 17th through July 1st and going back over anything with old friend. Maybe you'll reconnect with an old friend and work something out, you know. Or maybe a current friend will exit the situation, or, you know, there's some kind of opportunity that a friend comes around with, you know, from the past for you. This can also be directed at groups. So there might be some group that you used to belong to and you want to get back involved with, or you're releasing something in a current group that you're involved with. This also plays in with the internet for you guys. It plays in with charities that you're involved in. So you might be invited back for some kind of charitable thing, you know, during this period that would be something you'd want to check out. Anything involving astrology, if you're involved in that, your personal aspirations and maybe going back and reclaiming or revisiting and rethinking some of those aspirations, anything that would be taking you to an old party or event that you used to attend, or running into somebody from the past at a party that you do attend. And I think that's it. Yeah, so, you know, you're going to have 13, 14 days to go back over this. Tuesday the 17th will be a very pivotal day, when something can positively align in those fields with a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, or some other key relationship. And then by Thursday the 19th, you are reaching that peak of the Mercury retrograde and the turning point. And so you're kind of tipping one way or the other which way you're going to go with the whole matter. When we look at the really positive day for Leo, it really is pointing out something that can go very well with you when it comes to a personal goal that's about love or money or a female, or it's about something that's very lovely that can happen with your career, probably through a woman or through making money, or maybe there's a love spark happening with your someone on your career front, maybe the boss, right? Or it's happening with that, if something lovely happening around that authority figure, like the boss, the parent, the judge, someone who is a higher up or a power person in your situation. So those areas should Tuesday night the 17th, Wednesday the 18th, see something lovely happening here, and it's really kind of playing out with some kind of growth opportunity that's happening behind the scenes or through, you know, something artistic, spiritual, romantic, or healing in the mix. Or hospital, I should say, too. Okay, so for Virgo, man, this is going to be a long show tonight, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. I think it's big because it's a full moon. You're broadcasting, I told you guys. All right, so for Virgo tonight, this is the full moon, Thursday the 12th and Friday the 13th, bringing a big climax for Virgo around their home, real estate deal, a move, a renovation, or something going on with the family, the roommate, or the parent. So you're seeing something finally achieved, and you're wrapping it up, or there's an ending here, or there's a celebration going on here. So I'm sure you know what that is at this point, since we're already right on top of it. But, you know, maybe you're finally signing the legal agreements for the real estate deal or the move or the, you know, or there's a trip planned involved in all this, or there's some way you're marketing it, or there's something you're teaching in the home or learning about real estate or with family, or there's a wedding in the mix. So, yeah, you're hitting a high point with that now. The crazy, volatile, wild energy of Saturday the 14th for Virgo is going to really be pushing hard and motivating and action, action, action involving another person and your personal income or your possessions or your purchases. So you're out there with somebody and you're buying a lot of stuff, or you're out there and you've got somebody and the two of you are moving a lot of your possessions around, or you're doing something with your possessions, or you're making money. Or you're very driven to reach towards this person so that you can get this stuff, you know, rolling along. And it ties in with some kind of big, intense, kind of transformational or powerful shift involving creativity or the kids or your love life or your recreational interests. So whatever you're trying to achieve here or change here, the big push is on. And you are going to see a lot of action. There may be a lot of passion here as well. Maybe you're out there buying a gift of, you know, something sexy for the lover. I don't know. But there's also the potential for anger. So you guys do want to watch. And accidents, you know, so when you are involved in these areas, you want to be a little careful with what you're, you know, what you're doing and saying and responding to and being careful. All right, so the Mercury retrograde for Virgo, starting on the 17th, backs into your career midheaven. And so from the 17th till July 1st, you guys are getting a chance to go back and revise some stuff about the direction of your life. This can be about your career. It can be about a big major goal and the direction your life is taking with that. And so there might be someone from the past you need to reconnect with or release. There might be some opportunity that you're reclaiming or rethinking or an issue that needs to be worked out. And, you know, as always with Mercury, there this may mean that there's, you know, an agreement that has to be hashed out or a talk or an offer or a sale or something in writing or, you know, a big decision in one of these fields. This is also about any dealings with those power people, those authority figures. So for Virgo, from the 17th through July 1st, you guys might be going back and rethinking or rehashing something with a boss, a parent, a judge, or anybody else who's in the power position. They might be coming back around. You might be going back to them, or someone current might be exiting the situation in that particular scene. When you look at the first day this arrives on Tuesday the 17th, there's a positive alignment there for you guys, which means that whatever you're talking about or rethinking or revisiting in those areas of goals and career and authority figures, there's a positive link on Tuesday the 17th to work in the mix or health situations or the paperwork involved or the animals. So look for that. And then by Thursday the 19th, you reach that tipping point of the Mercury retrograde, the high point, the turning point, and you should have some clue as to which direction you're going to be going by then. When we look at the really positive, lucky, happy, prosperous, generous days that are coming late Tuesday and into Wednesday the 18th, for Virgo, this is something lovely happening through legal means or travel plans or someone at a distance or through media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, or through educational channels or weddings. And so in those areas, you look for ways to make money or ways that a woman can benefit you or ways to just open up the love in your life. That's where Venus is sitting, and she's harmonizing. She's actually opening an opportunity door on that day, which does tie in a lovely way to your aspirations. So you might just achieve aspirations or find a way to walk towards your aspirations in those ways that I just mentioned with Venus. But it also may just mean that you're going to have some kind of big party or social gathering, or it's going to involve a friend or a group or what you're doing online, or a charity or cause or the astrology or some kind of invention or original idea as well. So maybe there's money-making potential there or love exploding in those areas or a female that's benefiting. So those are your good stuff days there, Virgo. All right, for Libra, this full moon that is happening tonight, June the 12th, and Friday the 13th, for Libra, is happening in the communications realm. So, you know, you might hear the offer finally coming through or the proposal or the sale happens or the agreement is signed or broken if you're ending an agreement, or there is the big meeting happens or the big talk. Or there is something very much peaking and climaxing with a brother or a sister or a neighbor, or a short trip is wrapping up, or you're finally getting to take that short trip, or there's something in the local neighborhood community thing that is peaking in a way for you. Also can be a big climax with a vehicle. Maybe it's finally, you know, conked out. You're done. You're going to have to go get another one. But wait till after Mercury retrograde's over. Or you're celebrating because you just got that old vehicle working again, or you purchased that old one, or someone gave you a car. Or it's a big high point with something in the electronic realm, or with an interview or audition, or big decision. So it's a lot, right? But anyway, so that's Libra. So you should be all coming through or wrapping up to now and tomorrow. When we look at the crazy volatile day for Libra, Mars is very much active in your sign. That means you're going to be heck on wheels, right? I don't know if I can say the other word on the air. I can't remember. But anyways, you know, this really puts all that mojo within the Librans. So watch out for those Librans out there. They're going to be like rolling on fire on Saturday. They're really going to be motivated. They're going to be very passionate or very angry and very active to make things happen, and they will probably be doing this in league with another person. So either, you know, confrontationally with someone or trying to motivate that other person or passionately with that other person. And the big changes, the big evolution, the big intense thing that's being pushed on here for Libra as part of this has some kind of tie-in with the home or a real estate deal or property management or a move or renovation or family or parent or roommate situation. So, you know, Libra, you can achieve a lot on Saturday. You just want to watch out for personal accidents, you know, being accident prone or sharp objects or fire or electrical things. Just be careful around anything crazy on that day. Do be careful that you don't come off, you know, trying to ramroad over somebody. But the positive side of this is that you can move mountains on Saturday, and you should have a lot of vim and vigor to do so. Mercury retrograde for Libra is going to be backing up on the 17th through July 1st, backing up into those higher-minded realms. So this gives you a lot of opportunity for do-overs and rethinking things and revising them when it comes to your media projects, your marketing ideas, your broadcasting or publishing deals, your publicity campaigns, when it comes to anything educational, so either going back to an old class or ending a class you're in now or teaching something that you taught in the past or wanted to teach in the past or getting certified. It takes you back over anything with weddings. You might get invited to a wedding and you run into somebody from your past there, or you might be rethinking a wedding from the past or getting back involved in wedding planning or some events. This is also going to take you back over anything travel related. So you might take a trip to some place from the past or have someone from the past travel to see you, or you might be rethinking or reconnecting with something at a distance or involving import-export or foreign interest. This also can be about anything taking you back over legal matters. So that can be very important during this phase. You definitely want to kind of go through and read the fine print if there's a legal document that you still need to finesse or renegotiate or reoffer, revise. This is a chance to go back and do that, or if you need to go speak to that attorney again, whatever the legal thing might be. And this is also, if you have any kind of involvement in religion or politics, this can take you back over those themes as well. So Tuesday the 17th, very big for you guys. There is a positive alignment to love on that day through these past channels. Also a positive alignment to creative projects or kids or just having fun. So look for that on Tuesday the 17th. And then by Thursday the 19th, you reach that tipping point, that turning point of the Mercury retrograde. You should have some clue what the whole thing's been about and really see what direction you're going to be going on. The really lovely day for Libra, the lucky day, when something good, really good could happen, is late Tuesday or Wednesday, the 18th. Libra, you know, we're seeing like something really positive playing out through other people's money. So this could be through a loan or from the bank or, you know, a settlement or investment or commission check or royalty or the insurance or the taxes or the inheritance or, you know, whatever, or the partner's money, whatever that financial thing is. This also can bring Venus energy as well. So in the financial realm, so there may be a chance that a female will benefit you there, or that you will be able to earn some kind of income through what you're doing. You know, maybe you're handling the finances, or I don't know, you're making something through this process. And this is also can be about a personal side of this intense energy, which is sexual. So there might be some love and sex going on for you guys Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. It's also about reproductive needs. So maybe there's or birth or handling mortality issues. So something favorable can turn on one of these topics during, or divorce, I should also say. So you can kind of smooth things out or find a favorable outcome. And it ties in with Jupiter, which means that goals can be reached in a big way, or there is some big power person involved, the boss, the parent, the judge, or there is something on the career front that can expand because of all this that's happening. So, again, look for that good stuff on Tuesday, Wednesday next week. For Scorpio, this full moon tonight and into Friday the 13th, is bringing a big climax either around your possessions. Maybe you're finally wrapping up, you know, putting them all in storage or moving them from one house to the other, or maybe it's about a gift that you're giving someone or someone's given you, or it can be about a big purchase that is hitting a high point now. So maybe you bought, you know, the Maserati. I don't know. But it could be about a big purchase. And it can also be about a peak with your personal income. So you might be getting the check in the mail today or tomorrow, or you land the job, which now you're going to celebrate because you're going to have an income, or you're wrapping up a time when you haven't had an income, or you're moving on from an income that you did have, and now you're moving, you know, will move into a new, another area. So personal income, possessions, and purchases reaching a peak today and tomorrow. When we look at the crazy volatile energy for Scorpio, on Saturday the 14th, it is going to come roaring out involving another person, and it's something that's going on behind closed doors, in private, in secret. It could have to do with a clandestine romance or a romantic getaway, in which case probably a lot of passion. There is potential for anger in all of these scenarios. You do have to watch that if you're feeling that, you know, and just try to stay away from it. But it can be a lot of motivation in that area or a lot of passion. Also can be something that's going on in development or research with somebody here that's really motivating on behind the scenes. It can be something that really kicks into gear with another person on something artistic that you're really motivating towards on Saturday, something in film, music, art, dance, poetry, sculpture, whatever that artistic field is. It can also bring up a ton of energy with another person when it comes to your spiritual growth. So maybe you're taking that meditation class or the yoga class, or you're waking from your dreams and you're just driven to do something about the images that you read, something magical or psychic going on this day for you. This day can also be a day where you need to jet into a hospital or jet into some kind of healing facility. Could be for this other person who's going to go in for surgery or has an accident and you need to be there for them. Or you might just be going to meet with somebody that is talking to you about different procedures that you may want to think about in the future. So motivation in those areas as well. So there we have spiritual, artistic, romantic, healing, hospital, research and development arenas with another person and a lot of drive and energy. So again, we can see passion here, we can see action here, but there can be anger and accidents here too, so you want to be careful in those areas. It links in with some kind of big, intense news or information that comes your way that day, or an agreement, or a meeting, or talk, or an offer, or a sale, or a short trip, or something involving vehicles, or electronics, or siblings, or neighbors. Or something, something local that happens. So, or something around your writing or your speaking roles or your interviews or auditions as well. So there's just going to be a lot of action here in these areas. And, you know, watch out for the crazy stuff, but do let it motivate you to drive something over the top as much as you can. When we look at Mercury retrograding on the 17th back into Gemini, so from the 17th of June on Tuesday until July 1st, Scorpio is going to be backing up over 8th house matters. So this is your last big hurrah to go back and rethink or revise or rework anything with the divorce, anything with your sex life or sexual attractions from the past or sexual issues that you want to resolve. Anything that is going to take you back over reproductive needs or the reproductive process within your body. Anything that is going on with mortality issues that you need to address that you, you know, are still left dangling out there that, you know, need wrapped up. Anything that has to do with all the big financial arenas that aren't your income. So if you need to go back and work out the loan or refinance the investments or the alimony or the child support or the insurance payments or taxes or the commissions or royalties or settlements or the partner's money or I know I'm or the bankruptcy or the inheritance. And I may have said a couple at the same time twice, I don't know, there's somebody. Anything in that financial realm, this will bring it back around so that you can address it if it needs addressed, okay? So that's a lot. You might be going back into those sexy areas, the divorce realm, the or the financial realm, or there could be, you know, third-party situations that need hammered out during this period. There's going to be four main days, but the two that come in this week ahead, Tuesday the 17th is a big one when something can go in the right flow for you pretty easily, tied into those areas related to the home, a move, a real estate deal, a renovation, or the family, parent, or roommate situation. And then by Thursday the 19th, you hit that tipping point of this Mercury retrograde, and you know kind of which way things are going and what with where you are with the financial, sexual, divorce, third party, mortality, or birth topics that you're facing. When we look at the really lovely day coming up for Scorpio, well, it could be 2 days, late Tuesday or into Wednesday, either day or both. This is going to bring something very kind of lovely with or through a romantic partner or a business partner or an agent or attorney or a specialist or a client or, you know, any key relationship that's a serious one. And with Venus here, it means that the potential here is for love, or the potential is for making money, or the potential involves a female that can benefit you here with this person. And the tie-in to Jupiter for Scorpio is that it is going to open a door here to something in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, or it's going to open a door into weddings, or it's going to open a door into travel or dealing with a person at a distance, or it's going to open a door into educational pursuits, either teaching or learning, or it's going to open a door into the legal things that you're trying to tie up. All of this should go very well, or set you up so that it's going to go very well. So look for those opportunities. Okay, for Sagittarius, you know, full moon tonight, baby. June the 12th, Thursday, or June the 13th, Friday. Either day you can experience this big peak. This is in your sign. Something really big happening for you, coming through or wrapping up. This could be, you know, something you were trying to achieve personally and it's finally happening. Or something that was going on physically that, you know, you're there and it's all the attention's on you, or something with your body and it's finally wrapping up and, you know, you're over it, or you've achieved that thing you were trying to achieve with your body. Could be about your image and something reaching a high point with that, something with your brand, if you have a brand. It could be something that involves your name or your title or your identity. So, you know, maybe you're finally celebrating, you know, maybe you got single or got married and your name changed, or you graduated and you've got a new title like doctor or PhD or whatever. So we're seeing a very large peak with the Sagittarians right now. So I hope it's a wonderful one for you guys, and celebrate if you can. When we look at the very volatile, crazy, wild, energetic day of Saturday the 14th for Sagittarius, there's going to be a person, at least one person, and a lot of driven, active energy involved that is about what's going on with the group or what's going on the internet or what's going on with a friend or what's going on with a charity or some kind of cause or a party or event, or what's going on with your personal aspirations and how this person's involved with that. What else? Or with something original or an invention of yours, some kind of social networking, could be about astrology. Any of these themes, you're seeing a lot of drive and action involving another person and these themes. And so there may be passion playing out here, but there also could be anger, and you want to be real careful, you know, or there could also be some accidents. So if you're, you know, going to the party, get a designated driver, you know, or what? How? Or if you're with a friend, don't get in a fight with a friend, whatever. But you can achieve a lot and motivate a lot with these people or these situations. And the Pluto energy tied into all of this means some kind of powerful transformation or evolution or deconstruction and rebirthing around personal income in the mix, or around your possessions, or around a purchase. So again, you know, what can you move forward and what can you avoid on this day? The Mercury retrograde starting on Tuesday the 17th, taking you through July 1st. For Sagittarius, is going to be taking you back into the past with partners. This can be romantic partners or business partners. So you might be going back and reconnecting with a past serious partner and, you know, having out what you need to still say there, or seeing if there's some reason to reconnect with them, or if you still need to release something. Or you may have a current partner and there might be something that you guys are releasing during this phase, or they might be exiting your life during this phase, or at least during the, you know, during the time period that this is active. Maybe they have to travel and, you know, they're exiting, I don't know. This is also about key relationships, like you could be going back and reviewing things, or reconnecting with a past attorney or agent, or connecting with an attorney or agent over something from the past that you're dealing with. You could be going back to old clients or something you did in the past with clients. You could be going back to reconnect with a specialist or expert in their field over something. There could be an old competitor or opponent coming back around as well, but you still need to deal with something there. So Tuesday the 17th will give you a clue, a big clue as to what this is going to be about. You'll probably hear from this person or meet that or run into them somewhere, or feel like picking up the phone yourself. And Tuesday the 17th, there's a very favorable aspect aligning with the talks that you have or the meetings you have involving this person, or the agreements you come to or the sales involved or the short trips or local activities or the interviews or auditions or proposals or offers. So communications, big deal with other people on Tuesday. And then by Thursday the 19th, you do hit that tipping point with the Mercury retrograde. You're at the center peak moment, and so you should have a clue one way or the other which way you'd like to go now involving this other person. When we look at the really positive energy going on late Tuesday into Wednesday the 18th, for Sagittarius, this brings something really lovely at work, or with the work you're doing around the home or anywhere else. It can bring something lovely through a coworker or someone you've hired. It can bring something lovely through paperwork you're doing. It can also bring something very lovely through anything you're doing for the health interest or situation you have going on, anything involving your pets or animals you're involved with as well. So with Venus there, it means that a woman might benefit you in one of those ways. It might mean that there's a way to make money in the health or work or paperwork or with the animals, or there might be some love playing out with a coworker or, you know, your healthcare professional, someone who takes care of your pets, I don't know. So this is all very positive. And it opens up to Jupiter in your eighth house of sexual attractions and, you know, so there's potential for sparks to fly here. In a big way. It also opens up to the divorce if you're involved in that. So there might be, you know, maybe you finally settle the paperwork for the divorce and a female helps you do that, or, you know, there's something good there. It also aligns very favorably with anything involving any of those big financial realms. So maybe you're going to get a bonus at work or the commission check from the job you did, or, you know, the insurance will be paid for your health need or the pet or, you know, whatever that, however that ties in, you can get, or maybe you're getting the paperwork together for your taxes or your insurance policy. Yeah, very favorable. So look for ways that you can kind of go down that road on Tuesday or Wednesday. For Capricorn, this full moon tonight, which is June the 12th, or Friday the 13th tomorrow, bringing a very big peak for you guys. It's to a period of retreat and rest and isolation, so you might be wrapping that up and you're over that, or it's bringing some kind of big climax around a romantic getaway or a clandestine romance that's been developing, so you're either celebrating your union or you're ending it or you're, you know, putting some limits on it in some way. It's bringing a big high point around anything in the art field, so you could be celebrating or wrapping up a film or a music project or you know, dance or sculpture or fine art and painting. So whatever you've been involved with that, either hitting a high point or wrapping up. It can be a big point around your spiritual practices, so the meditation class, the yoga, the magical interest, the psychic abilities or interests, reaching a high point. It can also be a big peak that you're dealing with a healing phase or a hospital or some other institution that you're involved with. And again, something finally wrapping up or coming through. And I think that's about it. So, you know, celebrate or wrap it up tonight and tomorrow. When we look at the crazy volatile day on Saturday the 14th for Capricorn, you're going to have a lot of drive, a lot of energy and activity involving another person, and it's going to be career-driven. So maybe you've got that agent working with you to achieve something or the attorney or the partner. And you're trying to, you know, get the career moving forward, or maybe there's a competitor and you're, you know, one-on-one going for that career thing. It also can be about a big major goal. Maybe you want to get married, you want to move, you want to retire, or whatever that big life direction goal is. This person, again, a lot of activity, push, drive, motivation on Saturday. Also, if it's not about your goal or your career, for Capricorn, this can be about that power person. So there could be something very intense going on with a boss, a parent, a judge, or some other authority type in your life. You would have a clue who this would be as I'm saying this to you. So whoever this, you know, you've got someone motivating on this. There can be a lot of passion. Maybe you have an attraction happening with the boss, or maybe there's, you know, passion about what you're doing on your career front or with that goal. But there can also be anger, and there can also be accidents. So if you're out there running around trying to achieve something or deal with somebody in a power position, be careful that you don't get in an accident because you're so driven, and be careful that you don't get angry and fueled up with somebody en route, okay? And the Pluto transformational thing that's happening is playing out in Capricorn sign. So it has to do with you personally or physically. This is a very intense day for you guys where you're trying to transform something or evolve it or change it. And so it may have your brand involved or your name or your title or your physical presence in the mix in some way. And so that's your crazy wild day. When we look at Mercury retrograding back into Gemini on Tuesday the 17th, and for Capricorn, this goes until July 1st, it's taking you guys back into the past when it comes to your job. So, you know, there may be something you still need to revise. Maybe you need to hire somebody from the past to come back around, or you have a vacancy from the past that needs to be filled, or you need to reconnect with that old work project or coworker, or, you know, I don't know, whoever that is in your work. If it's not about a job, it may be about the work that you're doing to organize or clean up or declutter or simplify or get to the details around your home or in any other kind of project. And so revising that or going back and reclaiming it or releasing it. Again, this can be taking you back over health matters. So from the 17th through the 1st of July, you might need to go back and really, you know, reconnect with your diet or your workout regime or your trainer or your doctor. Or you might want to release something. If you've been doing something bad for your health, it's a good time to purge that out of your system. If you have something that is sporadic that comes up throughout your lifetime, it may come up during this time, so you want to kind of prepare for that if that happens to describe your situation. You might find the right solution during this period as you backtrack over these themes. This is also about paperwork for Capricorn, so you might need to get in there and revise the paperwork, renegotiate it, get it signed, get it off your desk, and then also pets. So again, for Capricorn, this might bring a pet back that, you know, got lost, or you might decide it's time to go back and have a pet again, or you might get involved with an animal charity or cause of some sort that you were in the past. So Tuesday the 17th, very big day in these areas, and Tuesday the 17th offers an alignment to all of these themes that could bring in personal income or help you with possessions or purchases. So you want to look for that. And then by Thursday the 19th, you hit that tipping point, you turn the corner in the Mercury retrograde, or you peek out on it and you know what it's all about when it comes to work, coworkers, people you hire, paperwork, health, pets. All right. When we look at the lovely day for Capricorn, you guys, either late Tuesday or Wednesday the 18th, you guys are going to see something really lovely falling into place in your love life with your lover, or in the pursuit of love, with children, with a creative project, or with some kind of recreational fun thing you're doing. So with Venus here, it means, you know, could be a female here. So maybe it's a, if it's a child, it's a daughter. Maybe if it's a female who's helping you in the creative process or to have fun or hooking you up with the love life. Venus also rules love, so there could just be a great expression of love here with the kids or the creativity or the lover. And Venus also rules personal income, so there may be ways to make money in your creative efforts or through the recreational pursuits or, you know, with something aimed at children, you know. And then this aligns with Jupiter, so there is a key person involved that is going to be very good in this situation. So it's a specialist who can come through and help, or it's an agent or an attorney, or it's a partner, either romantically or business-wise, or it's the client. There's something that you can really open up to here through this other person that should go very, very well. So look for that. All right, for Aquarius, I, Zoe Moon, am going to take my second sip of my drink for the night at the hour and a half mark, so give me 1 second. Okay, that was actually 2 sips. All right. Aquarius, you guys are reaching a high point peak tonight, June the 12th, and tomorrow, June the 13th, as something comes through or wraps up with one of your big aspirations that you've been working towards. So you might finally be celebrating getting there, or you're done with that aspiration. This is also your social realm. So this is a time when there can be a big celebration or achievement with a friend or an ending with a friend. It can be, or you're wrapping up something you were involved with that friend. It can be a big escalation around a group activity or something you're planning with a group or involved with a group. A big high point with something going on online. A big high point with something with astrology or with a charity or a cause or a party or a venture attending or with social networking or your associates. It could also be around your independence or freedom coming through or wrapping up. Maybe you're ending that cycle. Or it can be about something that is original that you came up with or an invention, you know, finally something coming through with that or wrapping up. So high point peak in these areas for Aquarius tonight and tomorrow. The crazy, wild, insane day on Saturday the 14th. For Aquarius, this is going to be pushing really hard with or about another person through legal channels, through travel plans, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity arenas, through educational pursuits or practices, through the wedding plans, or through anything religious or political. So whichever one of those it is, there's another person, there's a lot of energy being expended on that day, a lot of motivation to make things happen there, or a lot of passion about what is happening there, or some anger or accidents possible around those themes. So, you know, keep that in the back of your mind so you don't go down that road. And it is tying in with the intense changes and evolution and transformation happening for Aquarius behind closed doors, in private, in secret. There could be a clandestine romance involved. There could be a romantic getaway involved. There could be a healing situation or hospital involved. There could be something artistic, musical, film-oriented involved. Maybe you're planning the wedding and trying to get the film or the music or the band together. I don't know. There can be something kind of magical or psychic or spiritual involved, meditation, yoga, whatever your spiritual outlets are. There can be something, I don't know if I said healing in hospital, if I did, sorry, but there could be something there. Maybe you need to jump on a plane and travel to see someone who's in the hospital, you know. So these are your areas with great transformation tied into this. So do watch for really getting things done here with this other person. Be careful of the accident or anger side of it. Now, when we look at Mercury retrograding, starting on the 17th, it retrogrades out of Cancer back into Gemini. And from the 17th of June until July 1st, Aquarius is going to get a chance to go back and revisit, revise, release, or reconnect when it comes to love. So you might be running into that old lover or thinking about them a lot or talking to them during this phase. Or you might be going back and covering old issues or opportunities with a current lover, or going back if you're by yourself and there's nobody you want to connect with from the past, really kind of looking back over, you know, your history in love and what it is you want and what it is you don't want and thinking that through and making some choices. So love is a big theme for Aquarius. It's also a period when you can revise and rethink things when it comes to children. So if you thought about having kids and now you didn't want to and now you do, or you wanted to and now you don't, or you might be rethinking something that you set up for your child who's already around, or they might be leaving to go off and do, you know, there's a shift in this direction with revising and rethinking and releasing and reclaiming with kids. Maybe you're involved with a kids project or charity or event. Again, this can be going through the revision phase during this period. This is also about creative projects. So if you started a creative project and you set it down, now you can go back and pick it up. If you sent it out and you didn't get word, you may hear about it now. If there's something current you're working on, you may need to go back to the drawing board and revise something. So anything creative, this is going to take you back over. And then also anything recreational. So you get a chance to go back and pick up that old hobby or sport or fun thing you used to do, or release one that you've kind of outgrown during this phase. So in that love, kid, creative, and recreational arena, Tuesday the 17th is a big day as it shifts into this and aligns in a very positive alignment with you, Aquarians. So, I mean, it's dead spot on to you. So there is something very lovely that can come about right off the bat on this day. You may make a big decision. You might find yourself, you know, face-to-face with that past situation or person, and it works out in some kind of positive alignment. By Thursday the 19th, you're at the Mercury retrograde tipping point, the center point where the Sun and Mercury combine, And so you should have some big clue as to which direction you're going to go when it comes to love, kids, creativity, or fun. When we look at the big lovely day that's coming, Tuesday the 17th, Wednesday the 18th, those, you know, somewhere in between those 2 days, for Aquarius, something is going to be happening in the home or with a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or something happening with family or a parent or a roommate situation. And Venus is involved here. So this is a female benefiting you in these areas, or this is love flowering and playing out in these areas or expressed in these areas, or this is potential to make money in these areas. So maybe, you know, turning the real estate deal or something you make money with the roommate or the family or the move or the renovation, whatever. And so Venus is working on your behalf in those areas those 2 days, and then linking to Jupiter, which says you can achieve some big amount of organizing or land a job or get the job done or get the right person hired to help or get somebody to work side by side with you or sign the paperwork and get the legal side of that taken care of in a favorable way. Or you can get health needs kind of on track or aimed in the right direction. Maybe you're dealing with a family member or parent and their health, and you're trying to get that together, or you're setting up a home gym or something healthy in the home. This is good for that. Or there's something positive aligning with the pets and what or the animals and whatever you're doing there with that. So look for it, embrace it, go for it. And finally, Pisces. Pisces. This full moon tonight, Thursday the 12th, and leading into Friday the 13th, you could have a peak today or tomorrow, is bringing a big climax, a big culmination around a major life goal or the direction of your life as things come through or things end or wrap up. It also can be bringing a very big climax around your career as you get some kind of recognition or promotion or you celebrate something with your business or your boss or you end something in the career field because you're ready to move on. Or this can be a big climax around that authority figure that you're dealing with in your life, so something culminating with the boss, the parent, the judge, or somebody like that. And so, you know, celebration mode or ending wrap-up mode tonight and tomorrow in these areas. Also, I should say for Pisces, this does flood the arena of reputation and fame. So some of you guys might be experiencing some high point with some kind of brush with fame or recognition yourself at this moment. All right, so for the crazy, volatile, wild day, Saturday the 14th, for Pisces, you're going to be jumping in there or dealing with somebody else jumping in there, a lot of activity, a lot of motivation, you know, passion or anger or volatility, pushing something forward when it comes to a big financial situation, so the loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, the settlements, the investments, you know, your partner's money, whatever that big financial thing is. Maybe you're, you know, pushing that agent to get you the loan or or the attorney to settle the taxes or the alimony or whatever this is for you guys. Or partnering in some kind of big financial way and pushing on this. On the personal side of this, it goes into the deep areas of life. So you're going to see the potential, if it's not financial for you guys, it's going to be pushing with somebody in a sexual arena. So you could have a lot of activity in the pursuit of sex or a lot of passion around your sex life or an angry blow up in a sexual relationship. It can be pushing in the reproductive areas and driving you forward over reproductive issues or needs or a birth, pushing you really hard with somebody over a mortality issue, somebody facing their own demise or you're trying to deal with something over someone who's already passed. It can be pushing you really hard when it comes to a divorce and whoever this other person is, so definitely, you know, be careful around anger issues there. And it can also be pushing you really hard when it comes to triangles or a third-party situation. So there's some key person involved in these financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, triangular arenas on Saturday, and there's going to be a big kind of evolutionary transformation, change orientation, powerful situation playing out around a friend in the mix or a group that you're involved in or that's involved with this or something playing out online or through, you know, an internet project or with astrology or charities or causes. Something with a party or event you're attending, something with your personal freedom or independence, or something with an original concept or invention. So however that, you know, falls for you guys, just know it's a very intense day. You can move mountains on this day in these areas. You do want to be very careful about anger erupting, violence erupting, or accidents in these areas. So don't push so hard that you're not noticing your environment and taking care, because some things can go over the top. When we look at the Mercury retrograde starting on Tuesday the 17th in Gemini, as it backs in, it's already retrograde, but as it backs into Gemini on Tuesday the 17th, you're entering this period from the 17th until July 1st where now you're going to be going back and rethinking decisions or choices or offers or people or situations that tie in with your home environment, with who lives with you and who doesn't, with where you move or you don't move, with real estate deals or real estate in general, with renovations, with family, with parents or with roommate situations, which I kind of just said. So anything that is really there at the core root of your chart, this is your do-over. This is your chance to revise it, rethink it, reconnect with it, or release it. So Tuesday the 17th is an epic day for this. There's going to be four, and you get two of them in this next week. So Tuesday you may hear the news or the offer or make the decision or have that meeting or talk. It ties in very positively with something going on with an institution, with something going on behind the scenes, with something in development, with something involving an artistic outlet, a spiritual alignment, a romantic getaway, or something with research that needs to be involved with it. So look for ways to align that and get it right. By Thursday the 19th, we hit the turning point, high point, midpoint of the Mercury retrograde, and so you should have that decision or that, you know, information and be kind of knowing which way you're going to head down the road with this by Thursday the 19th. When we look at this very lovely, beautiful energy kind of flowing and working out and going well for you, this is either going to happen in the buildup on Tuesday night the 17th or anytime on Wednesday the 18th, or both days, this is going to bring something very lovely around an offer or proposal, an agreement or sale, a meeting or talk, something that you're writing, a speaking role, an interview or audition, a short trip or something you're doing in your community, neighborhood, or a local activity, or it's going to involve a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles, or your electronics. Yes, it's a lot. Now, Venus is here. That means a woman is either beneficial to you in one of these areas, or it means that there's going to be a lot of love expressed here, so maybe you will hear from somebody and be able to speak the love or express the love, or you'll meet someone that you fall in love with or decide something about love. Or Venus can also be about opportunities for personal income through the meetings and sales and agreements and decisions that, and offers that come through on these days. The link to Jupiter means it's linked into a child, or it's linked into your lover, or your love life, or your pursuit of love, or it's linked into a creative project, or it's linked into a recreational outlet. And so, however, you can weave these together. There is something very lovely, very beneficial coming out of it for you. So look for this. And for everybody listening, thank you for tuning in. It's Zoe Moon. We had quite a long show tonight. There is quite a big week ahead for all of us. I hope you can make it back next week, same time. Have a good one out there, and I will see you guys next week. Have a good one.